Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I would suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome David White onto his first show with me. He's been reading tarot cards for the past 15 years, and he's done it professionally for the last four. After working for an online psychic service as a professional reader, he didn't like many of the things he'd seen or was asked to do. So to preserve his own integrity, he ventured out on his own and created a small home-based business as a reader. He is an empath, a clairvoyant, and sometimes medium, but his first and foremost love is being a tarot card reader. So with that said, let me introduce David. David, how are you tonight?
I'm good, David. Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Good. Well, I'm happy to have you here, too. I'll just mention to the listeners that I ran across David. He was actually a caller on one of my shows. And when I found out what he did, I asked him if he would like to be on my show. So that's how that happened. And so if there's anybody out there that has any special skills or a special story to tell, I'm open to entertaining having you on as a guest sometime. So I'm just putting that out to the callers and people listening on the podcast, and you can contact me through Blog Talk Radio, and I'll get in touch with you. So, David, tell me a little bit about your story and how you got into reading tarot cards.
Okay. Well, I've always been interested in them, even as a kid. I'm 52 years old, so we're talking back when I was a teenager, back in the 70s and stuff. You kind of had two groups. You know, you had the people who would go out and see concerts and the next day show off their concert T-shirts. But I kind of hung out with people who were interested in tarot card readers. And, it was exciting. We'd make the day of it and all plan and talk about the reading that night and what it's going to be like. It was kind of like Halloween in a way, you know. So I've always had that enthusiasm about it. But back then, term psychic wasn't even, I never even heard it back then, you know, it wasn't too well known, so I'm happy that these days we're a little bit more open about it. So anyway, I went into the military, like I said. Long story short, I got out in 1999, but during the time in the military, I wasn't practicing. I had them, I had the cards, but I wasn't, you know, trying to get readings. I was nervous if the military found out what they were thinking, things like that, so I pretty much waited until I got out of the military, though I still had that deck of cards hidden, you know. I'd always peek at them once in a while. From there, I started driving. I wasn't reading at that time, but, you know, let's just put it this way. You know, people who are in this field, I really feel as if there are type of people who just always wanted to help people. They have that, they're healers, basically. So when I started realizing that, it took me a long time to realize it. Besides a tarot card reader, I'm also a healer, and because we help people feel better. So I had a little bit of an opportunity to do it when I was truck driving, not much, because I'm saying this because I'm sure it's things that many people go through, many of the people who are even listening. You know, should I let people know? Or, you know, they get nervous about what people are going to think of them and how they're going to get rejected and all these other kinds of things. So basically, after I started truck driving, stopped truck driving, I had the opportunity to start really delving into it a lot more. And, you know, I started reading for friends and things like that. And everyone was saying, you know, what are you, at the time, I didn't even have a job. I was unemployed. But they said, well, look, why don't you, I think you're good enough. Why don't you go and work for the psychic service? And I did. But it, I was really disenchanted very quickly, about six months later, actually. I'd only been there for like 2 months. I was doing really good, but they wanted me to raise my rate. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not willing to do that, you know. I don't have a customer base. So long story short, it's just not the way I am. I'm not willing to try to get as much money as I can off of someone. I know that's beneficial for the business, for them, but it's not how I do things. So, you know, just like I said, to preserve my own integrity, I had to leave. And it's what Spirit was forcing me to do anyway. You know, Spirit will put you in situations to test you, to help push you. And that was just one of the ways they used to do it all the time in many other different ways. But so long story short, I've always been interested in them. And it's just really been, like I said, the last 4 years that I've enjoyed doing it under my terms and just trying to make the, what I do is I just do a fixed price. I don't, the psychic service wants you to do the minute by minute, you know? So I don't do any of that. I got away from all of that because I just don't like that idea. I really don't. And I want to caution people, you know, to be aware of that too. You know, I just don't agree that people should be charging about a minute. Read tarot card readers, but that's me. So, you know, just be aware. Be aware of who you go to and go to someone through word of mouth, you know. So that's why I like to talk about the typical layman, the things that people run into every day. I like to talk about the practicality of tarot, you know, not pixie dust and fairy tales. I don't do that stuff. I'm talking things that are going to help you, things that are practical, options that you can have before you. Don't wait until the last minute. You know, a lot of people wait until too long, and then by the time they seek out a tarot card reader, they don't have a lot of options left, and they're really looking for a silver bullet. And I'm sorry, but there isn't a silver bullet, you know. So my advice is to try to seek a good one out, you know, before, so you can get some advanced foresight into situations before you don't have any time left, you know, and sometimes you have to deal with consequences of situations. So, that's how I feel about that.
Well, just to let the callers know, David is going to do one question readings tonight, but if you want to do a larger reading with him, you can find him, get your pens out now, and you can write down his website. He also creates greeting cards, and I'll let him talk about that. But his website at present is F like Frank, R like Robert, greetings.net, frgreetings.net. And David, how can they contact you for the tarot on that particular site?
Yeah, all they have to do is scroll down. The main purpose of the site is, again, is my small business, my green cards. But also branching off of that, I have my tarot info too. So if you just scroll down a little bit, you're going to see a tarot card. And you click on that, and it'll get you to where you need to go, and it'll tell you everything you need to know as far as
Beautiful. Reading
and getting a hold of me and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Okay. Well, what about your greeting cards? Tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll go into readings in just a minute.
Okay, good. Yeah, so my greeting cards, that's been quite the journey. What I do is I take pictures, photographs of churches. I've always been into, I've always loved churches. So I take pictures of the statues or sometimes the stained glass and things like that. And I use the photos to make greeting cards. So they're really unique. They're very different because they're made with actual photographs. And I have five series to choose from. I don't want to go into it, take too much time, but if you go to the website, you'll see that there are five different series. And one of them is Angel Series, which I really, really love. I really love angels. I believe in angels. I believe that they've really always played a role in my life. And they still, I believe I believe in them. I believe they're real. And this is the thing. You see, I could do a tarot card deck, a Rider-Waite tarot card deck. It's a typical tarot card deck. But this is how crazy it is. I, for example, the caller, they wouldn't know if I'm using angel cards or a Rider-Waite deck or any other deck. So the thing is, it's the intention. If I say, okay, I'd like to get a message from their angels, which I do a lot of the time, and I just say spirit. But honestly, actually, I'm asking angels. I do. I love angels, and they get me a lot of information. So I'm really big on angels, and I hope you guys, just take a peek and check out the greeting cards, because they're really different. They're beautiful, and it takes a lot of time to make one, and they're very, very, I'll just say low price. I don't, want to use the word cheap or anything, but they're beautiful and they're very affordable. So please, you guys check that out too.
Yes, I'd encourage you to use the word affordable. What can people expect from a reading, David?
Well, my first piece of advice is to be properly prepared, okay? And the better, the longer you take and the better you're prepared, I think you're going to get more out of it. So let's just say that. To be honest, this is how it works normally. Most of the time when people have readings, they actually find out that it's something that they knew all along. And the only thing I'm doing is telling them. I'm just verifying it. And then they go, you know what? They say to themselves, they go, I kind of knew that. Somewhere in the back of your mind, the reason why you went for that reading, you really know the answer to it. But it's going to help if somebody else can tell you and help you to verify it. Then you kind of don't feel so crazy, So I say that because everybody tells me the same thing. They say, well, I kind of had that feeling. So to be honest, a lot of the time, a tarot card reader is not telling you something that you really don't already know, but they're just kind of verifying it. And another thing is that's very important, in my opinion, about tarot, is that it always seems to answer the bigger question. So you may come in with a relationship question, and then at the end of the session, sometimes it can feel like a therapy session. You're going to learn a lot more about the mechanics and the functioning of that relationship, vice just some blase answer. Yeah, it looks good, or no, you should get out of it. No, I want to flood you with information. I want to get you as much information as I can, and you can decipher. All of it's going to be relevant. But for the most part, it really gives a person some time to step back and let somebody else basically just validate what it is that they already know. So you can ask just about any question. I don't believe in yes-no questions, so a lot of the time I have to rephrase it. So it depends on the person. It depends on where they're from. I'd had one today. I did. The lady was in France, and sometimes they can misinterpret things, so it can get kind of tricky. But my best advice is just properly prepare, okay, and be open. Don't try to fight or be resistant, because everything that you're feeling is going to be reflected in the cards. So that's very
amazing.
Important. Yeah.
All right. Well, shall we go to the phone lines?
Yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pop my headphones on again. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to have to put you guys on speaker, but I think we'll still be okay.
Okay, well, let's see how that goes. If you get the squealing, I'll let you know right away. That doesn't work. David, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I'm actually going to put you on speaker. How does that sound?
Fine. Yeah, that's fine. The people will be able to hear you. Okay, our first caller is Stacy. And Stacy, you're live.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi, David and David. And I just feel it's awesome how you met, like it was meant to be. He called
right.
you, and everything happens for a reason. And it's funny because my mom is a psychic. She used to do that. Yeah, with regular playing cards and tea leaves. And I get that way in dreams. So it kind of runs in my family, like stuff like that. Like sometimes I'll have a dream and it's about somebody I know, like, in other words, somebody who I grew up with lived down the block, and she couldn't believe how accurate I was. And also with me, I do also, like, I don't know if you heard of pendulum dowsing. Like,
yes.
If I ask it a question. Oh, you know, you never heard of that?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, well, no. It's a certain thing. I ask, should I go here on a specific day? And it would say no or yes. And it usually is accurate for me 90% of the time, you know, if I ask a question like that. Yeah,
okay.
I ask, in other words, if I should go somewhere, and it would say no, and then all of a sudden it would pour. So I guess that's why it was meant, or should I go on this interview? Is this person legit? And it would say no, and it would happen that it was the truth.
And
so,
Stacey?
Yeah.
I also want to let people know, as far as concerning the pendulum, you know, if you don't have a whole lot of money, there's absolutely nothing that can stop someone. That's a form of divination. So let me give you an example. You know, if you don't have the money for a pendulum, you can use a key ring. I used to do this all the time. You can use a key ring on a string. I've used tea bags before. So, you know, the point is, if there's a will, there's a way. And I think that was important, because I know that there's someone out there right now going, well, I'd really like to try that, but, you know, I can't afford it right now. But listen, guys, there's always a way, and there's always an alternative. So I just wanted to throw that out there real quick. So
yeah, they may have a certain necklace at home that looks like that. Also, with an object that they could put on a necklace thing, so there's certain things that you can use. Yes, and whichever one is comfortable would work.
So
just
what can
ironic.
We do? What can I help you with, Stace?
Well, like I said, you know, it's spring and summer coming up, and I just want to know if you see or who you see coming in next for, you know, possible dating and, in, you know, somebody I'd be interested in.
Sure. All right, listen, I have two decks of cards in front of me. I'm going to give you a choice. And everyone who's in queue, listen to this, because I'm going to ask you the same thing. So, Stacey, if you were looking at me, which deck of cards would you want? The one on my left or the one on my right?
I'll put left.
Left? Okay. All right. So you're going to pick the Rider Waite. And I always tell people what I hear, you know, before I even start the reading. And I just want to say one thing to you that I hear, and it was pretty obvious, is I hear pizzazz. You know, when just sparkly and really... Yeah, I don't want you to wear flamboyant, but just really pizzazzy. I don't know what that means for you.
Well, I like trendy stuff. I like, you know, I try to look my best, because you never know who you're going to see, even at the grocery store, so to speak.
Pizzazz. You got lots of pizzazz. I love it. Okay, so let's get to work here. Okay, let's see what's going on. So you're interested in letting me look at a relationship or anything coming your way? Okay. Yeah. Wow. You already got the 9 and 10 of cups. That's crazy. Good.
Really? Are you serious? Wow. Those are good cards. I know what it is. Ten of cups. It's like the ultimate love, and 9 is like the wish. That sounds really, really good.
Well, this is my only concern, though, because the third card is the Wheel of Fortune. So let me tell you what I hear, and then we'll go on to the next one. Is don't how do I say this?
Don't say your expectations to be unreasonable. I mean, you have to be reasonable. And so it may not be – so if you're attracted to someone, they may not have this pizzazz, you know. It doesn't mean that it's something that couldn't work out for you. I'm just saying, don't cut yourself short. That's what I see. And I see that because I see Wheel of Fortune. So I can.
Yeah, because I've been approached lately, and between me and you, alive and breathing does not do it for me. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
I'm in my 40s, and I really don't want. I can't see doing that, and I don't care how much money the man has. I mean, that doesn't turn me on. I'm sorry.
You like that energy. You're very, very high energy. You're pizzazz. I just keep on saying pizzazz, you know. Mm. And so great. Now, do you have any experience? Do you have any experience in theater? Have you ever done theater or anything?
Oh, when I was a kid, I played Lucy in Charlie Brown.
No. This is from. Okay. Yeah. It looks good. Just my only advice is, don't set your expectations unrealistically. You know. So. Give us guys a break, a little bit of a break, okay?
Well, you know what I'm saying. Come on, you guys, okay? If you're looking for somebody, don't you want somebody within your age range? You're not going to want, like, an 80-year-old woman. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, my mom was 20 years younger than my dad, so.
Wait,
know,
wait
it,
your
it,
mother's
it
20 years younger? Yeah. But
my
they
mom
probably
was 20 years younger
were,
than my dad.
Yeah, but that's okay if you start younger. But now it just, mm-hmm. You understand.
Sure.
You understand. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
You understand they should be hitting on my mom. It's different if you're 20 and the guy's 40 at the time. But, you know.
Okay.
You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, it looks good. It looks good. I'm not saying you lower your standards. That's not what I'm saying. But don't have unrealistic expectations. That's all I'm
well,
saying.
Well, I don't find Brad Pitt attractive, put it that way. I like more like Roger Federer, that type. You know, I like a guy that looks a little bit high maintenance, a guy that does his eyebrows. You know, between me and you, I like a guy that's kind of cocky, conceited, or I like this other type that's kind of quiet and introverted and, you know, respectful, quiet. It's not generally like a look. I like either that. Either type. I don't like George Clooney. I don't like Brad Pitt. You know, that type.
Well, I think it's looking good. I mean, you got two of the top cups cards, so I think you know exactly what that means.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
Trace?
But do you see what age range they are?
No, I don't. No, I don't. Okay.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay, we're going to go on. Let's go on. So good luck. And, I hope we get to talk again. I really like your energy.
Thanks, but you must think this girl's crazy. But don't you think some kind of chemistry is important in a relationship?
Yeah, sure. I'm just saying don't have unrealistic expectations is all I'm saying.
No.
Cut yourself a break because they're going
to the one thing that I'm looking for, the guy has to be crazy about the girl in order for it to work out. That's the most important thing. I like somebody that likes animals. And I just like somebody that's a good person and somebody within, you know, a few years older, a few years younger, nothing that's crazy. And,
all right, well,
you
good
know.
Luck. Good luck, Dave.
Thank you so much.
You're
I'd
welcome.
Like to still keep listening to your show.
You can do that, Stacey. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Oh, and I want to say with the different strokes part, where years ago I hung out at a place, and I like men preferably, but I hung out at a place and it was called Different Strokes, and it was like an alternative club, so that's kind of funny. When I heard that song
cool.
at the beginning,
yeah,
and
oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, wait a second, that bar closed many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny, I'm friends with people that I went to school with, and after we graduated, I ran into them in there. But I was in there. They were in there. It was just very weird, you know. It's like a small world. When I heard that song, I was like, wait a second. But that's just – but I guess you were talking about the TV show. Remember that TV show on?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, hon, I've got to say goodnight. So God bless and
thanks,
listening.
You too.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care. Okay, our next caller is Wendy. Wendy, you're live.
Thank you. Very nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi. I was unemployed for quite a long time, And finally, I manifested some opportunities. One of them was through a temp agency, and it's with Centene HealthNet. As an intake representative, it's different than what I've done before. I've usually worked in call centers in the medical insurance field. And I'm in my fourth day, and training is very intense. And the second day, I was ready to throw in the towel, but I'm pretty much understanding, but I'm not as quick as maybe some of the other people, but I'll get it. And I'm hoping that they keep me until I decide when it's time for me to leave. I was actually approved off tomorrow early. They don't know why, but they approved it. It's to go take testing for the city of Sacramento for a 311 operator. What do you think? Will I pass the testing? Will I interview? Will they hire me? Which place offers me most longevity?
Okay, well, you just asked me like three different questions, so we're going to narrow it down to one, okay? So let me tell you what I hear first. Let me tell you what I hear first about you, okay? The first thing I hear is this is how I see you, as someone who wants to know what the bottom line is. You know, like what's the bottom line? What is this all about? You're very good at getting straight to the point and finding out what the bottom line is. And I don't think they're going to let you go. But I think they're going to be able to recognize that about you in time when they get to know you a little bit more. Okay? And I think that's also part of the reason why you're already apprehensive. Is it going to work out? I've only been here a couple of days. And, you know, because you just get right to business. I mean, really, what's the bottom line? That's what I hear for you. So I'm not concerned about that, and I kind of feel like it will be under your terms, under your conditions. So I'm not concerned about that at all, okay? So let's get back to what is the actual question. Are you concerned about what's going to happen during the testing phase or the job or what?
I need longevity, and the reason why I'm going for the testing for the city tomorrow is because I need a safety net, in case something happens with the job that I currently have. And the city job would pay more, but it's more comfort and longevity that mean the most to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
So which job would offer me the most longevity, or would they both be equal?
Okay, so do you want to do which job will offer you the longest, the better longevity, or do you want to do how is the results of the testing going to go? Those are your options.
Well, sure, because if I pass, then maybe they might interview me, and then maybe they might hire me.
Mm-hmm. But what's your question? Is your question which job should I go with, or do you want to know? Okay, go ahead.
Which job would I feel most comfortable with, and which job would they keep me the longest? I need about 4 years.
Okay. All right. Listen, this is what I do in situations like that. I'm going to make two piles. I'm going to make one on my left, and I'm going to make one on my right. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to designate which one is which. So in other words...
The one on the left is... Is HealthNet Centene. The one on the right is the City of Sacramento 311 operator.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do two really quick readings, and I'm going to tell you which one looks better for you. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, good. Because you're asking me two questions, and, you know, we can do that. We can do that.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I'm going to have to do it a little bit quicker, though. I apologize for that. Okay, and that's why I need to decide which one was which.
I appreciate you. Actually, I think you're great.
And then I'm also going to give you a card, and I'm going to tell you what this is all about.
Okay.
Okay, so the one on the left, let me get your cards here first. Okay. Now, the one on the right, now let me see one here. Two. That was the nine. Okay. The one on the left. The one on the left is going to bring you a lot closer to the truth. Okay. What that means is the card is showing the scales of justice. So the one on the left is going to be much more balanced for you, okay? It's
mm-hmm.
also going to be a lot – I like it because it's right up your alley. It's more, you know, it's right up front and straight to the point. What is the bottom line? And that's exactly what this job can do for you. And let me tell you why. Because it's not going to offer you – see, the Choose Wisely card came up, which tells me, you know, you could be in a situation where you're being pressured or something like that. But the thing is, the card's upside down, okay, which is good because I think it's going to be a very, very solid position, that balance. I haven't told you about the one on the right yet, so – but the one on the left is going to be very balanced, and you're gonna know exactly what your job is, which can bring a lot of security. So I like that. Two,
yes.
It's something that you're prepared for, and it's something that you're very good at because the intuition card came up. So it's something that you're very natural at, and it's something that you can pick up even intuitively, okay? And I'm guessing that this is partly because of your previous experience with something related to the same type of environment. Okay, and then because listen, it's not me that makes the choice. If somebody asks me what should I do, I don't tell them. I tell them what I see, but it ultimately is always up to you. Okay, the second one, I don't like it. Straight up, I don't like it because one, the Hope card comes up, which means, and we're using John Holland's psychic tarot, just in case I may know. The Hope card means that whatever you want, inevitably. You're going to get it. But the problem with that is, you know, who has all day to wait around for it? No one. This is just saying that in time, with hope and with praying and all that stuff, that you can get what you want. Well, you know what? I don't have that long. And I don't think you have that long either, right? So
exactly. You expressed my words precisely.
Yeah. And the second card, if you know anything about the solar plexus, chakras, it's the sacral chakra. So on your own time, when we're done, you look up the sacral chakra, you know, and that'll tell you a little bit too, okay? Now, the third card in that is power. There is going to be power struggles everywhere. I don't like that card at all. I don't like it because I like the card, but I don't like it because of the cards that are surrounding it, and I can see a lot of problems. So personally, it's your choice, but personally, I think that you can become much more adaptive, and it's going to feel much more natural to you with the one on the left, okay? And they're not going to be pressuring you, and there's not going to be power struggles. And you're not going to have to be hoping for a raise and that. So I think the one on the left all around looks much more promising.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you. And you know what you did?
What
you really verbalized the way I've been feeling. Like, sure, logically, I knew eventually I would get this.
Okay,
but
now,
has all day. I need this now.
Now, were you listening to the show when I was talking about a lot of the time, all we do is verify something that you guys already know?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me talk about that?
I tuned in just as you were talking about that. And, but it's kind of like you picked up where I was at emotionally and intellectually regarding my situation. And you said you have to make a careful decision. Boy, are you right about that, because I've been out of work for so long, and I'm exhausted right now because I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but the training is just 2 weeks. And then hopefully I can get a shift where I can come in an hour and a half later after that. So I think it's a good idea for me to take the testing tomorrow and just see what happens. And I still have this other job because they approved it. I'm protected because I asked them and they said yes.
Okay, good. Well, don't pass anything up that's free. I mean, if they're willing to give you a test and see what the results are, you're going to learn something from it anyhow. So, yeah, you don't. I would never I would never advise against passing anything up, even if it's a test. I mean, who likes tests? But it's going to get you information anyway. So, yeah, sure, why not? But if you were in front of me, I would tell you to take the one on the left. Okay?
Well, I will.
Okay. All right, good.
I hate to miss any training, even 1 minute of training.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about it 10 days. And I talked to the trainer today, and I told her I hated to miss the training. And she said, well, don't worry about it. It'll be just repetition of what we're doing today. So, of course, everybody needs practice, and it's something new for me, but I do believe I'm getting it. So I just hope and pray that I make it. And
well, let me tell you something. You're also a little older, and you're going to be drawing upon your experiences, and that puts you at an advantage, okay? And that's also why one of the cards came up. I think you're going to feel very comfortable. And again, you know, older people, we can draw from our experiences because we have wisdom, because hopefully because we gain wisdom through our experiences, you know, if we learn from the experience anyhow. So I think you're much better prepared than you give yourself credit for. I really do. Okay?
Well, my trainer spoke to me today because there's a very sweet young African-American lady who sits next to me. She is so smart. And in the navigation on the computer, I was asking her every now and then, and she was very nice to me. I don't think she minds, but the trainer actually came up, and she was nice, and she said, well, you know, ask me, but the trainer's all over the room. She doesn't, you know, she doesn't really, and the young girl by my side is so receptive, so I hope my trainer is not miffed at me. I hope that it's going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about computers and stuff.
We're going to have to move on, Wendy. I would just say it's best not to worry. They wouldn't have given you the time off if they weren't confident about you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we do have to move on. So best wishes to you.
Good luck.
Well,
good luck
to you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. It was wonderful meeting you, sir. Very nice.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay. We've got a lot of callers, David. Can you go past the hour mark?
You got me until I pass out.
All right. Well, I don't know if we'll get to everybody, but folks, David's website is frgreetings.net. That's F like Frank, R like Robert, greetings.net. So if you want to have a full-scale reading, go to that website and scroll down to the tarot card and click on that, and it will give you all the information you need. frgreetings.net. The next caller is Suzanne. And Suzanne,
hello.
You're live.
Hi. Thanks for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I wanted to see what you see for my love life when you see a boyfriend coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hang on a second.
Okay, so Sue, I have two decks in front of me. So if you were looking at me, I like doing this because I like giving the person a choice. Which deck do you feel drawn to? The one on my left or the one on my right?
Left.
No. Okay, good. That'd be the one on my right. Okay. All right. So that's John Howell. Thank you. All right. Okay, so let's get back to the – now, what exactly is the question? I'm sorry, can you repeat that one more time? Because
when do you see a significant other or boyfriend coming into my life?
Okay. Hold on. Go ahead. Hang on. See, what happens is I never draw cards the same way twice. So you'd have to actually see how I do it to understand. But hang on, so I only got two cards. I'm going to draw one more. Okay, good. Okay, so let me take a look. Hang on.
Okay, let me tell you what I see. I noticed that this has been going on for quite a while. I know that you've been out of a relationship for a while. Don't say anything, no. Okay? Talk about it. This card is called Suffering in Silence. It doesn't mean that you're literally suffering. But it does mean that you're feeling quite alone. And that's been going on for a while. Two, this will make sense by the time I'm done. Two, and I want you to be aware of this. This card is called Choose Wisely. And what this is saying is you don't ever want to make a choice if you ever feel any kind of pressure or any pressure to make a quick decision, okay? And three, which is very interesting, this card actually talks about a divorce or a breakup or something like that. So this is what I hear, okay? This is how I feel. Again, because we can only get so much out of three cards. But this is what I think. One, I'm very good with numbers. I'm very good with dates, okay? I'm going to say within 5 months. I think within 5 months, you're going to be in a relationship. This is the only thing I would be concerned about. I don't see you going into any relationship that you feel pressured over, okay? You know, sometimes guys can get kind of needy and clingy and things like that. So I ain't concerned about that. But you will have a lot of choices, and those people are going to pop up, is what I'm saying, okay? But I can see you being at, I don't think it's going to be a long-term relationship, but I definitely think that you will be in a relationship within 5 months, and you will have choices, okay? Now, hold on a second. Yeah, that's what I see. Right. Actually, you have choices in front of you right now. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
No one's been showing any interest or anything like that, trying to communicate with you? Someone from your past or anything?
Someone from the past? No.
Okay,
not yet.
Okay. I'm just guessing.
I know my horoscope says that too, that someone from the past, but no one from the past has ever tried to get in touch with me recently.
Okay. Well, this is just saying that you will have many choices. Okay, and you.
Well, you don't
have to
have many choices, but I'm looking for long term.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But I mean, you know, some people don't feel like they have any choice at all. So that's why I said that. I mean, you do have choices in it, and there are options out there. There are choices out there. Hang on. I don't. You know, it's only three cards, so I can't keep on pushing and asking questions. But to answer your question, I feel pretty confident that within 5 months. You will be in a relationship, but I don't think it's going to be long-term to answer your question.
But then when am I going
to... I don't think it's going to be a long-term relationship.
Never then?
Say again?
I'm never going to meet anybody long-term then?
Well, never is a long time. I don't use catchphrases like never, forever,
yeah.
always. Don't do that because it's a disservice to yourself, so don't do that, you know? It's not fair to you. It's not fair to anyone. So I wouldn't say never, but I do think that you will be in one, you know, but I don't see it lasting, really long term. And that's all I see really with three cards. But I also like that you're getting out there and you're looking at your choices because, you haven't been in quite a while. And I feel like you're kind of in a lonely spot. So. But that's what I see, and I think you will have some options over the summer and stuff. But I do not see it being long. This particular one, I do not see being long term.
So you said you saw somebody from the past trying to get back now, or?
No, I was just asking if there is somebody who's recently been trying to communicate with you because I see choices in front of you. So if that hasn't happened yet, you know they will happen. I was just curious. That was just a personal question.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I hope so.
But this is, you know, this has been going on for quite a while, right? I mean,
I don't know why. I'm not ugly. I'm a good person. I don't know why.
Well, for whatever reason, you weren't ready. You know, this has been, I'm going to throw a number out there. It's just been going on for like almost 9 years, like a long time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what it's saying. It's saying you've been up there and you're not talking about it. And you're keeping yourself alone. And, you know, and actually, I didn't even want to say you're beating yourself up over it. And don't do that, okay? Really, you don't have to. I mean, you're a great person. You're right where you should be. That you have to deal with is yourself. I can tell that right from this card. Okay? So give yourself a break.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Like, the men out there, like, when you get older, whatever, like, I have a son, too, but they don't want to, you know, commit or anything. They just want, oh, fun in the sun, a million women, and, you know, I even had someone say, oh, I just went online with and talked to me real quick, and they said to me, you know, I'm still married because I have to pay my ex-wife's health benefits, and the kids are most important to me, and nobody's going to get their money and stuff like that, and I live with somebody that would never marry. I'm like, then why do you want a woman?
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, like, well, yeah, I feel like there's lots of choices out there, but like you said, I think the next one is just going to help you get ready for the big one or the real long-term one. And really, that's all I can say from these three cards. But I feel good about it. I do feel good about it, and I just don't think it's going to be long-term. And that's all I have. Okay?
Okay.
All right, great. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Suzanne.
Okay, bye-bye.
And just good night. And just to let people know, these are brief readings. So if you want a more extensive reading, go to his website, because he's just looking at three cards tonight. So our next caller is Linda. And Linda, you're live.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been in a long-term difficult relationship. And it is my time now. I'm wanting to step out into Reiki. How does it look?
You want to step out into Reiki, you said?
Yes. I wanted to explore myself in Reiki.
Doing Reiki. Okay, I'm not sure how that relates to a relationship. I don't see the correlation.
I've spent all my time somewhere else. Now I'm exploring me.
Okay, let me put it to you this way, and tell me how you feel about this, and if it makes any sense to you. The other guy, I'm straight. Sometimes I can be very abrasive, but I'm gonna tell you what I see and what I hear. This other guy, who thought about no one but himself. Okay, now, what I hear you saying is, I know it's true. I know. Honestly, this guy is an a-hole. I'm sorry to say it, but that's how I feel. Is that crazy?
No.
Okay. You know what you're saying? What you're saying is, now it's my time, and it is your time. So go out there, kick ass, and take names. You don't need a tarot card reading. You don't need any of these cards. You're ready.
No.
You're excited. Go do it.
Okay. I just wanted to know if, you know, Reiki would be a good metaphysical start for me, because I'm very interested in the metaphysical.
Sure. Absolutely. And it's going to – I'm not a Reiki – I know a lot of people who are Reiki trained. But anything that's going to get you closer, anything at all, and Reiki is a very good option, to help you understand energy. That's what Reiki is. And that's all I'm doing. I'm picking up your energy. I'm picking up your vibration, the frequency. But it's all the same. There's an intelligence that permeates everything and everywhere. And it's all around us. And that's what you tap into when you do Reiki. So, yes. Reiki is an excellent way to begin or to learn more about energy. So the answer is yes. And I'm really glad that the other thing's over and you're finally taking time for yourself. I really am.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good.
Can you pull some cards for me?
Sure, absolutely. So unless I've already answered the question, what's your question?
Do you see me doing well in this venue?
Yeah. Listen, I feel like you're trying to get an answer. I feel like you're trying to get me to tell you that it's okay for you to do what you want to do. And you don't have to do that. Is that what you want? Yeah, I think so. I think anything to do with energy.
Well, you know, I love, I love tarot cards. I love, you know, Reiki. I feel like I'm a healer.
Okay, but see, But it's a little bit of all those things. You can practice a little bit of each one, because at the end of the day, it's all going to come together, and it's like a puzzle, you know. Every little thing that you learn, like pendulum, Reiki, tarot, runes, it's all going to come together at the end of the day, and you're going to have a nice picture. So anything, even listening to lectures, or anything, is going to help at the end of the day. So if you're lucky enough to have the time and the energy and the money to do it, yeah, absolutely. do anything in the spiritual realm, and it's going to pay off tenfold.
Okay.
It always does.
Okay.
So you see what I'm saying? I really want to make it a point to get away from giving you the permission. I want you to give yourself permission and to feel good about it. So it doesn't matter what you do. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It does.
Okay, good. Okay, good. You don't need a card. You're fine. Okay?
Okay.
Well, pat yourself on the back. All right.
I will.
All right. Bye. All right.
Bye. God bless, Linda.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, Kimberly's our next caller. Kimberly, you're live.
Hi, David.
Hi.
David, how are y'all?
I'm good.
Hi.
How are you? Good, good. My question for you is about a relationship that I just ended, or a situationship is what I like to call it. He's been in my life before, and I've told that this was a past life relationship, and I thought he had changed, but I guess it's just not working out. And I'm just trying to navigate through it because right now I'm feeling kind of defeated.
Okay, you're fading in and out. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh.
But what was the last, maybe you can, if you can speak closer to the mic. What was the last thing, the very last thing you said?
The very last thing that I said. Can you hear me clearly now?
Not really. Sounds like you're really far away.
Okay.
No, I don't hear anything. You still
there?
What
about now? Yes.
That's a little better. I'm just going to have to listen. I'm trying to listen a lot harder. So
okay,
what's your question?
The question is, the question is, how do I navigate out of this feeling of feeling defeated because I thought this relationship was going to work out and I'm just not feeling that it is intuitively with this gentleman?
Okay, so what I heard you say was, how do I go about, or what kind of advice can you give me about my feeling of being defeated?
Yes, about this relationship that I just ended.
Okay. So, but the question is about you. It's not about the relationship.
It's about the relationship.
No, the relationship's over.
Yes, I know that. But my question is about the relationship. Because I don't want to go back to that place of how do I navigate my intuition? Because I thought it was going to work out. And I got validation that it was going to work out, but it didn't. So now I'm back to me, like you said, of course. But I'm just trying to figure out how do I navigate that part about myself.
Okay. How do you navigate the – basically, like I say, I like to use practical terms. You're basically asking me, what is I need to do right now to kind of make myself feel better? Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is what I do. This is called what I call a general, and it's what spirit wants you to hear right now. Okay?
Okay.
So this is going to be a spirit message. All my readings are spiritual led, but this is going to be a little more specific, okay? So I have two decks of cards in front of me, and I want you to pick one. If you were looking at me, I got one on my left and I have one on my right. Which one would you like?
Left.
Left. Okay. Okay, let me shuffle real quick. Let me make sure my volume's up. I apologize, I have to use speaker because my headphones aren't helping.
It's okay.
I need a little better now. And also, what is your name again?
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Okay. Okay, Kimberly. What spirit would like Kimberly to know right now that can help her feel better? This might sound really simple, but the one card that just jumped out of the deck, it says basically the war is over. So you can feel better about that, the worst part is over. I can tell you that.
Okay.
I mean, that's a relief. And let's see. I got some almost there. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you know, now you're out of it and you're kind of licking your wounds and stuff. But you're going to be fine. I really think the worst is over. Let me take a look.
Hang on. You know, I think actually,
this is what I see. This is what I would do if I were you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
This is what I used to call homework. Okay. I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example of how this works. Let's say you want to quit smoking. Okay. Every time you want a cigarette, this is just an example. Every time you want a cigarette, you write down on a piece of paper why is it that you quit smoking? What was the reason why you quit smoking? And you start writing down all the reasons. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So, my advice would be. And I'm telling you that the reason why I'm telling you this is because otherwise you could be chasing yourself in circles and really never ever really knowing why or really what the reason is. So let's just throw all that out the window because no one needs that. You don't need that. That's wasted energy. So let's do this. When you start feeling bad or you start beating yourself up about everything that didn't go right, why don't you write down all the things that you now have hang on. Write down the things that you don't miss about the relationship. All those things that you didn't like about it at all. And then on the right side, and then to the right of it, write down the things that you like about yourself now and about not being in a relationship. You know, it could be something small.
Okay.
I have more time to myself. I don't have this person calling me. Whatever it is. And then sit back and go, you know what? It's really not as bad as it looks. Because, one, we see things when it takes time to get from our brain to our hand, and then we start writing it.
Mm-hmm.
That allows that brief period for us to kind of evaluate it instead of, you know, how we can really kind of go crazy around our head all day. Now, I know it sounds simple, but when you actually see it, you're going to say, you know what? I might actually be better off now than I was then. But you can see it on paper. It's something tangible. It's physical. That's what I would suggest.
Okay.
And I really think it's going to work because I think it'll work for you. And I think that you will understand the significance of it. And I think you're going to get a lot out of it.
Okay.
That's my advice.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay, great.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Good night, Kimberly. God bless.
Good night. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you.
Good.
Okay. The next few callers I have not talked to ahead of time, so I'm going to identify you by area code. First one is area code 858. What is your name, please?
Oh, hi. You can call me Anne. How are you, David?
I'm good, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
How are you? What's
doing
up?
Well.
I was going to ask you if you see serious boyfriends in my near future. Someone was reconnecting with me just recently, but I'm not sure if this one will work or not.
Okay, so I heard two questions in there. Do you have a question about this person that's recently been trying to connect with you, or are you asking me just a general question? Because I can tell you all about him if you'd like.
Okay.
You know, but that's what I call profiling because sometimes people aren't sure. But so do you want to know more about what you can expect from him? I'm trying to narrow it down for you. Yes.
Okay.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. And what's his first name?
I'll give you his initial B.
Okay. You don't want to. That's fine. You don't have to mention it. Okay.
A little bit about him.
I'm sorry?
No, I'm just saying that I understand the question and I'm going to shuffle, okay?
Okay.
I think I'm just going to go with the deck. I'll tell you one thing that I feel automatically, and I like it. I don't feel deception. I don't feel like he's kind of a BS-er. I feel like he's a straight-up person. So I like that. That's good. Hang on. Okay.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you know this person?
Pretty well, maybe 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that he had, oh, I don't know if it's not so much, he used to in his past. Listen, I think that it's a new beginning for him, which is good. I don't think that, you know, he has a girlfriend or is married or has, I don't think any of that stuff about this guy, which I like. It makes me feel comfortable.
Separated just recently.
What, right, but he made a clean break. I mean, he's not letting it linger and all that stuff. He's working on it.
I don't think so. That's why I'm asking you, because I don't think it was a clean break there.
Yeah, I think it was. Do you know that there was some type of addiction problem with
no.
him?
Well, sometimes only when things are very difficult. But in reality, no.
Okay, so you said it's all, basically what I heard say was...
He doesn't take drugs. No, he doesn't. That's for sure, I can tell you.
I didn't say drugs. It could be an overeating. It could be drugs. It could be drinking. It could be whatever. But it could be addicted to people. I mean, but there's some type of addiction there. You're asking me about him, and that's what I'm looking at. But I don't think
I'm asking you. You know, because the communication stopped a few days ago. So I don't know if I said something to hurt the person, and so at this point we're even not communicating.
Okay, then I misinterpreted the question. So do you want to know why? What is the question? I thought you wanted to know more about him.
Will it work out for us, or it didn't work out? So I'm not sure what's happening.
Okay. All right, well, let me tell you what I see. I see him getting bored very easily, and I see him walking away. And I think that whatever the addiction is, and there is an addiction, I think whatever the addiction is, maybe he's not sharing it with you or it's not public. I don't know, but there is an addiction. And I think that this is part of what's causing him to walk away. He walks away rather quickly. If he gets really bored with someone or a situation, he'll walk away from it. Is that what he did with you?
He didn't walk away, but we had kind of disagreement on something.
You had disagreement, and then he just, but he didn't want to try to resolve it, right?
It was actually my decision, so I am still thinking about this, but
okay.
That's why I'm asking. You want me to tell everything?
Well, no,
so,
I thought you wanted to know a little bit more about his personality and stuff. That's what I thought the question was. So as far as that, yeah, I think you could still work it out. I don't see that he's like left forever or anything like that. But I do think he has a lot of things going on right now. So, you know, whatever it is, I don't really think it's 100% you. I think that there's just some things that he's not sharing with you. That's what I'm seeing, you know.
So I shouldn't expect to hear from this person again, right?
Well, if you don't hear from him but you're interested, then maybe you should call him. Say, hey, look, you know, would you like to
call
talk?
Anyone. I'm not going to call anyone.
You're not going to call him?
No, why? No.
Okay, well, that's your choice, but I don't think that it has to be over.
It was my question also. If he is still interested, he will. I expect him that he will call. If
well, that's
he is
not always true.
Why would
that's
I bother?
True. Well, no, huh? Hang on. Because now you're making an assumption. What you just said was, if he's interested, he'll call. Not always true. That's not always true. Okay, so if I were you, I'm just saying, if I were you, okay. Because sometimes if people's going through a hard time, if they have some type of addiction, maybe they can't, you know, right now. It doesn't mean that they don't want to or whatever, but if you're serious about it, my advice would be is maybe give it some time, but call him back, okay? Don't just give up on it because he's not going to call you. And the only reason why I say that is because you were the one that said that you've known him for quite a while. So this isn't some type of fling. We're talking a serious relationship here. Okay? That's what I think.
I'll think about this because I didn't feel that he was available 100%.
Well, emotionally, maybe he's not. Maybe he's got some things going on. But I'm just saying that my advice to you, because my concern is about you, not so much about him. And I always believe in trying to make a clean break. And just, you want to continue this? But give him some time. Give him a little time. But I would definitely call him back. I just felt like you asked me like 3 or 4 questions, you know, so I don't feel like I can answer all of them. But I'm just saying, before you give up, just give it another shot. Okay?
Okay.
Good choice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Good night, Anne. Okay. I see a caller that was on the line for quite a while, and we lost them, and they came back. So I'm going to – we have two people from this area code. It's area code 917, but I'm going to 538. What is your name, please?
Hello, my name is Emma.
Hi,
Hi Emma.
Hi, thanks for taking my call also. I would like to know what you see regarding my love life.
Okay.
Okay, so Emma, listen, I have two decks of cards in front of me. I want you to pick one, okay?
Okay, the left one.
Okay, okay. And I know David said you've been waiting a while and then you came back, so thank you. I appreciate that. Looks like you got bumped in. You bumped yourself, but you came back. And that's good. Okay, so let's shuffle one. All right. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, okay, I'll go down. Sometimes you can talk to myself, but don't worry, it's just me.
Okay. Okay.
Look, take a look. Okay, well, hang on.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. All right, this is what I'm seeing. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of past issues. Basically, a lot of things that just had been done to you that weren't very nice. And I think it's kind of threw you in a tailspin there for a little while. I mean, just people weren't very nice. Some of the past relationships didn't really treat you too well. I see that. And I see you as kind of being kind of confused because this is it's basically a man hanging upside down. So sometimes it means we can see things upside down or see them the wrong way. Okay? So I'm just a little concerned about that. Now, and then we have the Chariot. Let me put it this way. I can't give you a definitive time or anything like that. But what I feel is probably most important for you is I know it sounds simple, and sometimes it really does come down to something simple, okay? But, you know, if you continue to base your opinion on what a relationship might be like based on your past relationships, it's not going to work. I mean, you really need a much different outlook, okay? And I know that you can do it because I know that the next card talks about someone who's a craftsman. And that's you. So basically it's saying that you can create whatever it is that you want. Okay? My only concern is what it is that you do in your mind over previous relationships. I think that's still playing a large role. I could be wrong, but that's what I see. And that's my only concern of what would kind of stop you or slow you down from getting into another one or wanting to look for another one. Does that make any sense to you?
I mean, I am not so sure what is, I don't know. I'm a little bit in a new place, and I mean, I would just like to be with someone to companionship and travel, have fun, be supportive on the path and love, basically, you know, understand and learn what love is more than anything. And
sure.
and kind of like with someone that is kind of like ready, you know, for that kind of thing. I mean, the last guy was amazing, that, you know, that was good, but it wasn't good for, it wasn't, it was not enough, so that went away. And now I am not seeing anyone anymore, and I'm okay with that too. I don't really care.
Yeah, I kind of seen that in the Craftsman, because this is a man who's very talented at what he does and at his skill, and he's a very diligent worker, and he's all, I can go on and on and on and tell you about you, because that is you, but that's separate from the issue. So my best advice, and I'm sorry if it's, I don't think I'm really satisfying your question, okay, but this is the best advice I can give you with three cards, unfortunately. Okay, if you're willing to listen anyway, one, don't base anything, nothing, and this is easier said than done. I know it is, and I, you know, appreciate you even listening, because I think you are. Try not to base this upcoming relationship, because if you want to be in one, you will be in one. Okay, but try to look at it. Try to take a new approach.
You
try
know,
not to base it on anything that's happened. What happened in the past? There was one relationship that was just horrendous. It didn't go so well. I seen abuse in it and everything. This was a while ago, though. It wasn't with the last guy.
It seems like that guy is coming in my dreams lately, and either he wants to come back into my life, or it's like, what is that about that he keeps coming in my dream?
Who's that, the last guy?
No, the one before that.
The one that you had a problem with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Because that's what I'm saying. It's still bothering you, which there's some issues there you should look at. We all have issues. I don't want you to think I'm belittling you. Everybody has issues, because we're all human, okay? So that's my point. Try if you have to, try to look back at those issues and what it is that you can do better. Just be honest with yourself. And if you didn't deserve the treatment that you got, tell yourself that. Say, look, I didn't deserve that, and I'm not going to take it in the future. I'm looking for something different. So my point is, try not to base a lot of the things that happened on your past relationships when you go looking for this new one, because you will. And it's going to be challenging, but you know, you're a craftsman. I mean, you're very good at what you do, and you're very meticulous, and you're very detailed. And so there's a lot of things going on here. There's a lot of issues going on, okay? My best advice is just try not to base it on whatever this other, for lack of
but
a better word,
feeling he
jerk did to you.
Maybe I have a feeling he's going to come back, or he wants to.
Maybe. You don't want him back, though, right?
No, because... You know, with
no,
the
there
last...
is no be- no 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 no. Listen, this is exactly what I'm telling you. There is no because. The answer is yes or no. You want him in your life, or no? Yes or no? Make a solid decision and then go forward. If he didn't treat you right, then say no, kick him out of your life, kick him out of your dreams, and get rid of him. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a tough love kind of guy. I'm a tough love kind of guy, and that's how I work. Okay. Don't let him intimidate you.
Right. Yeah.
Stick up for yourself. I know you stick up for yourself, but you're doing fine. I think you're going to be in a good relationship, because you're very smart. You're very intelligent. Very intelligent. So don't worry. Just try not to have a preconceived notion of what the next relationship's going to be, because that's exactly what kind of relationship you're going to create for yourself. Okay?
Okay. I hear you. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And if you want to talk some more, just contact me on my website, okay? Because I give free readings in chat rooms and pal talk all the time. And I'll let you know when the room's open.
Thank you. That's very kind.
You're welcome.
Night, Emma.
Yeah.
Did you want to say something else, David?
No. I'm good.
Okay, Emma, God bless. Well, we have two more people that have been hanging in here, David. We lost a couple, but that's the way it goes. Can you handle two more calls?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. 970, you are live. What is your name, please?
Hello, thank you. My name is Karen.
Hi, hey, Karen.
Hello. I'm grateful to get on. Thank you. Okay, my question is, I am endeavoring to work on some extra money to supplement my income, and finally something has come about after years of trying to get something started in this area, and not really a partnership legally, but to work together with somebody I've known for a while to get a business going, and I would like to know how that is going to go.
Okay. Okay, good. Good question. I mean, they're all good questions. Okay, so Karen, I have, honestly, I already have the answer, and I think it's going to go good. And what I keep on hearing, as I'm getting ready to shuffle the cards, what I keep on hearing, Karen, and I don't really know what it means, but it's saying this is just a drop in the bucket. So this is something that you've been doing with this person for quite a while now. Is this true?
Well, we've been trying to get something going. I'm a widow, and he's somebody that has basically always wanted to help me in whatever way he could. And so it's a joint venture in business, and we're finally going to bite the bullet.
Yeah, well, when I hear the word finally, and so that's what I'm saying. This is something that you've been talking about for quite a while. You've known this man for quite a while now, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I felt that. Okay. And like I said, I heard this is just a drop in the bucket. So I think that in the big plan, the overall big picture, I think it will work out. And I think that your concern, again, we're still going to do cards here, but I'm putting out what I hear. I think that your concern is really shouldn't be such a big concern right now. It's just a drop in the bucket compared to the overall what you're trying to accomplish. So I just wanted to tell you that, okay?
But that makes total sense, because we're talking about maybe doing 1/100th income-wise of what could potentially be there, maybe even 1/1000th.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So listen, I have two decks in front of me. Which one would you like? If you're looking at the right.
Right. Yeah.
All right, okay. Hey, John Holland, Psychic Carrot. So this is the first business question I've had all night. Hang on. I feel really good, and I feel really good about it. Let me tell you why, because I feel like this other person is very honest. I don't think there's any deception. I don't think that you would allow yourself to be deceived anyhow. But I feel pretty good about it. But let's take a look.
He's a really ethical person. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just a great guy.
Awesome. Good. You get excellent cards. Okay. So. This has been going on for quite a while. Let me tell you a few things. One, I know it's been going on that you've been dreaming about it and how it can actually enhance your life. And like you said, basically make your life a lot better. And that's been going on for at least 6 years, 6 years at least, right?
At least eight. Yeah.
I'm normally about a year off. But, yeah, definitely six. I also know that this is something that, actually been interested. This is your idea and not his. This is also true, yes?
Yes.
And you've also had this idea for quite a while. I'm willing to say since you were in your early 20s. Yes or no?
Actually, probably 40s.
40s? Okay. Nearly 20s. But anyway, my point is that you can really accomplish yourself in this, and you can give it all the energy that it really needs. So, again, that looks really good. There's something about 20. I don't know what it is about 21, but don't. I'm not concerned about it now, but just keep it in the back of your mind. Listen, there's something that happened when you were 21 that somehow relates to this same project, but maybe indirectly. In other words, you might be much better suited for it and ready for it than you give yourself credit for. And this has something to do
I don't know what it is. I'm feeling it's kind of a psychic thing, okay? But but just look back. Sometime around when you were 21, okay? Number two, I think we're on three. Is that I really like this guy because you don't have to stand up for yourself. You're not oppositional with him. You don't have to stand your ground with this guy. You can be completely mellow and be open and make yourself vulnerable, and this guy is not going to stomp on you. And I really like that. So, yeah, I think it looks really good, and I would go for
excellent.
It.
Excellent. You know what I think that 21 thing is? You know what I think that is?
What?
Is when I graduated college and I did the five-year plan, so I was 21, I was going to go to Texas, and I think I would have met my husband in Texas when I was 21 if I had done that. But I branched it out a different way. I married somebody else, and then years later – I married this man. You know, we were friends for a long time, and I got married. And that he is the one that had this opportunity, and then it became my opportunity totally.
Okay,
of course,
so this is what I hear you saying. This is what I hear you saying, and I just heard like angels. Cause I know that you believe in all these things. Is what I heard you saying is that if you had made a different decision when you were 21. Then what's taking place now would never have taken place because you would have never met this man. Am I hearing that right?
No, I think I missed the first opportunity to meet him, and I met him years later.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Because
good.
I was going to go be a rec person, therapist or a rec manager at a Baptist church, and he was attending large Baptist churches in Texas, and that's where I was headed. But I didn't end up doing that. So I think we were destined to meet, and that was my first opportunity. But then I met him later, you know, and married him. So,
hi, great.
Isn't that
great.
Fun? Yeah.
Well, that's how spirit works, and that's why I kept on hearing. And it was a major crossroads, because it would be considered a major arcana card. So it was definitely a major crossroads. And this is a great way of spirit just acknowledging you. And listen, I remember talking to you 2 years ago. 2 years ago. You don't remember me, but I remember you. And I'm very happy that you're finally doing it. And I know you know exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
It's about time. It really is. So I wish you the best. And this guy is a perfect person to do it with.
He's wonderful.
Okay?
He really is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you hanging in there and taking my call.
No problem. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Yes.
No problem. You're welcome.
All right.
Good night, Karen. God bless.
Good night. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Our last caller of the evening is from area code 520. What is your name, please?
Lisa. Oh, my gosh. I feel lucky.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
You have shot me over the moon. Thank you.
Oh, that's great. Isn't David great?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Very poignant.
Okay. Well,
very,
go for it.
Very direct. Very direct.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And that's exactly what I promote. You know, I don't want to talk about fairy dust and pixie tales. I want to help people. I want to be realistic as we can be. And let's get some stuff done, you know. So, so what's up? What can I help you with?
Well, I'm an independent contractor. I've had a few challenges, but, you know, nothing major. I had to come through it. You know, I got hit with a couple of different viruses, pneumonia, and then I was well, and then I got hit with another virus, and now I'm back in the running. And my boss called me yesterday and came up with this great idea. So all of us are going to meet on Monday. And I'm sure looking forward to increasing, bringing in my income. Can you tell me what the energy is on that? You see the income increasing, please, or coming in?
Yeah, let me tell you what I see real fast, real quick. I see you showing up at this party, a person. I don't know what you look like, but I see a woman. She's showing up at this party, and she just has this massive spread. It's a big plate. I mean, it has, like, all kinds of condiments on it. I mean, everything that you can need, everything that you would want. And it's all on this massive
massive plate, and you're bringing it in, and you're walking into this room, and there's all these people. Okay, so what I'm hearing is like you don't even have to do that. You know, those we're talking into our cards, but in other words, I don't. How do I say this? At first I was going to say you don't have to be the life of the party, but that's not what I. It's almost like that, but that's not exactly. This is what I'm hearing in my mind right now. Are you really big with? Because I am hearing lots of stuff. You're really big with communicating with spirit.
Yeah.
You do that often.
Yeah.
Do you hear things often?
In my dreams, different ways, you know. Yeah, it comes to me in different shapes and forms and, you know, smells or, you know, everything.
Oh, yeah, I hear that. I see that. Okay, so let's...
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty clear. I mean, you're talking to someone. I can say that. Okay. So let's get back to... So let's rephrase the question just to make sure, okay, before we draw the cards. Asking the question again.
Well, no money has come in to my bank account through this job. And so I'm not blaming anything or anyone, but I'm definitely putting all effort and full steam ahead, you know, starting Monday. And so the energy that you're picking up, are you seeing the money come in as a result of my efforts?
Okay. All right. So which deck would you like me to use? I have two of them in front of me.
The one on the left.
Okay. All right, the one on the left. You got it.
Yeah.
No, this is what I keep on hearing. I keep on hearing that, you know what? This is exactly what I hear. I hear someone saying, you know what, David? This woman doesn't have to make any kind of grand entrance. She doesn't have to let everyone know that she's there. I feel like you're a person who's very motherly, and you want to take care of everybody, and you want to make sure they have what they need, and everyone's happy, and all these other things. And I keep on hearing that you don't need to do that. Like, everybody knows you already, you know? So.
You know, I try not to do that because I do catch myself doing that. And I the only reason I try not to do that is to keep the energy directed in a different way for myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're right on that. You definitely, that resonates with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So one more question before I draw the card. Are you concerned about, I know you were talking about people in general, certain people, but I think that you're talking about one specific person. Do you have one specific person in mind that you're trying to get this answer from? Because I keep on hearing there's one person.
Oh, my heavens. Well, yeah, that would be okay, for sure.
Okay, you know, I don't need to know who it is, but there is a point of contact. It might not be in the center of the room, but okay, let's see. Okay, good. So, all right, let me look. Oh, wow. Okay. Let me tell you what I see. First, this is the first card is talking a little bit about the past. And this is the moon card. Sometimes the moon card is not a very good card because it can mean that things are happening, you know, underneath the moonlight. Things are being kept from you. Not. I don't feel like it's directly from you. This is no longer playing a role today, okay? But there's a reason why it had a role in changing things to help them be the way that they are today. If that makes any sense to you, okay? But a while ago, things were actually, a lot of things were being kept from a lot of people, okay? That's not a worry anymore. And then everything got exposed. But it got exposed because this, I feel like, again, it's this point of contact, but I feel good about it. To answer your question, I feel good about it. that's the answer to your question. And I feel like this person is really consistent. Because I'm showing it's showing a family that's very happy, they're loving, the kids are playing in the open field. It's just a great, great card. And then the third card talks about the King of Cups. And this is be like the ultimate dad, the ultimate father, someone you can go to and talk about anything. Just someone who's very loving and compassionate and who's very open to these things. So I feel good about it. I know that you feel hesitant, but I wouldn't really be concerned. It may take some time, but I don't see anything shady going on or anything like that. So I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah. Yeah, people I align myself with in my work, they're all on the up and up. They're people of integrity. I would like to believe that. Yes, indeed.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. You're accurate.
Yeah, I like them. I appreciate them.
Yeah, it's a very open type of environment, and I'd feel comfortable in it. No, I think that there was a time, but it was in the past, where things weren't so open and lovey-dovey and stuff. But
yeah, and probably people that are making business decisions, they do what they do. I don't know. I don't get involved in that kind of stuff. But I know I've been in this field since July of last year, and I hit the ground running, and I really devoted a lot of effort, a lot of energy into it. And then things started happening one after another and through the work. And, I was brought over to a different work arena and I agreed to it. And then I was shifted back to another work arena. And so, and then I got hit with the different illnesses. And I don't see that as a problem again. But so anyway, I'm back into it and I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it. And I just, the momentum is there.
Yeah.
But, you were right about the energy of, being maternal and that kind of thing. I really try to work on being aware of that and to really redirect that energy so it's more useful for myself instead of outwardly to other people.
Right. Yeah, well, you're doing a good job because, and you're very well welcomed into this community. I call it a community because it's a whole bunch of people. So I kind of call it a community anyway. And I just think everything is, like you said, it's on the up and up. People are, for the most part, honest with each other and willing to talk about what's going on. I don't see anything kind of funky going on behind the scenes or any, nothing like that. No sleight of hand,
no
trickery,
no
deception, nothing.
Oh, no.
So,
and
I feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, my boss likes me a lot. I know she sees the potential, and I like all that. I like the dynamic of it. And, of course, money is the end result, too.
Yeah. That only comes with after, doing what we enjoy doing, and that just kind of comes with it, along with it, So, but to answer your question, I feel good about it, and I'm really happy that we're talking about a safe place and a safe bunch of people who aren't, which happens an awful lot. You piss one person off and you don't know who's going to kick you out the door anymore. It's just crazy.
I know.
It's
awful.
I've worked
for the government, years ago, and oh my God, it was just, yeah. And then I listened to some of these phone calls, people asking or they're going through certain things, and I'm thinking, oh geez, oh, this awful. Oh, I've been there, done that, yeah.
Yeah,
it's not a good thing. But this seems to be an environment, that's pretty clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel good about it. It looks good.
Thank you.
And again, there are three cards, but again, normally they work out really good because it's normally either has a negative tone about it, or it has a good tone about it. It's kind of either way, and that's how I determine if it's a yes or a no. Though I don't believe in yes no's, I just don't. I believe that it can be a good environment in which you can work with and make things happen, or you can be in an environment where you may as well just give up because you're not going to get anywhere trying. So that's kind of how I do yes, no. But it looks really good. It looks really good. So that's great.
Oh, thank you. Now, what is your Facebook page?
My Facebook page is Facebook.com/FRGreetings.
FRGreetings?
Yeah, FRGreetings. But that's for my cards. That's not for my tarot. You can get to my tarot page off of my website at FRGreetings.net. But yeah, it's www.facebook.com/FRGreetings.
Are you Dave Yalright? Is that?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's me.
Okay, because I just plugged it in and some different choices are coming up.
Yeah,
great.
I forgot I need to change that. I need to change that.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know, thank you for doing this. And it was so, thank you for taking my call. Oh, my gosh. You guys
are
earth angels.
Well, thank you for waiting. Thank you for waiting.
Yeah, I found it. I always feel very interesting and draw a lot of information. Some of the readings, I think, can be for a lot. You know, I can also take, you know, some of the stuff that's being said.
And, you know, I
well,
just
Lisa,
want to say this, but if there's anyone listening, you know, a lot of the time, we're really our own worst enemy. And a lot of the things, you know, if we're doing negative, like, for example, people who delve into black arts, then they wonder why all these crazy things are happening to them. It's like, hello. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're our own worst enemies for the most part. So, but
yeah.
So
right.
Okay, good. And that's what I guess be. I hope it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And I really appreciate you both. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm glad you hung in there. We had two callers ahead of you. That one of them would have gotten on the air, but they both dropped away, so that's how we got to you. So it was meant to be.
You're very generous, and I thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of, the weekend. Thank you. Or, yeah, I guess it's just beginning, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, so you're absolutely right
there. We're
coming
up on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you too, Lisa. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
You thank you. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. So, David, that was a great show. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. I'm glad you were pleased with it, Dave. I was really nervous, but thank you for making me feel comfortable. I felt really.
Oh,
really
you're welcome.
Home.
I'd like to call you after the show is over because I would like to line you up again on my schedule, which is filling in quickly, but I'd like to have you on as a regular guest if you're open to that.
Absolutely, I'd like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, for now, we're going to come to a close, and then I'll call you. So
okay,
let's
good.
Take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless. Talk to you in a few minutes, David.
Okay, Dave.